my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show. Our mission, to serve and empower you so you make better financial decisions in your life. Today's episode, I got a lots of news for you about something you may be into right now, buying a vehicle. Also, there's a cell phone service that's really making a difference in people's wallets right now. I want to tell you about them, how it works for you. So, ever since CarMax started in the 1990s, and I interviewed the founder for television way back when in the 90s, I have had more angry letters, emails, face-to-face conversations with traditional car dealers furious at me for saying that what CarMax was doing was great for the consumer and so much better than traditional dealers have done. Well, fast forward now, more than a generation later, and Ford has just launched their new marketplace that is designed to be their opportunity to be like CarMax and the fast-growing Carvana. CarMax Ford for its dealers has launched Blue Advantage. And Blue Advantage is a car buying program where there's no grind. You know what the grind is? That's that garbage the dealers do where they keep you there for hours, try to make you hungry, physically hungry, deprive you of food and beverage and all that, try to get you weary, and you sign whatever they put in front of you and tell you all that garbage where they have to go talk to their manager and all that, or they go smoke a cigarette, come back trying to get you to do what they want to do. It just is absolutely hideous. It's why people have always been intimidated by or distrusted, disliked, used in new car dealers, particularly used car dealers. Well, Ford is now offering this Blue Advantage program that they're doing in a joint venture with Auto Trader, where participating Ford dealers can offer vehicles for sale at a set price. And in addition, the vehicles come with warranties from Ford, not from the dealer, real Ford warranties. And the vehicles are protected with first a 90-day, 4,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, and then a multi-year warranty on the drivetrain, engine and transmission. It is an enormous step in the right direction. Now, I'll tell you what I don't like about the Ford program is with Blue Advantage, the idea is that people now like to buy a vehicle right online, right on their phone. And with all the modern car buying services, you have a right to bring the vehicle back unconditionally for a refund for a certain number of days. Ford did not do that. Instead, you have a very, very highly restricted right to bring the vehicle back to exchange it for another vehicle on their used car lot. Ford, you're almost there. Not quite there, but you're almost there. And it's another step in the direction of selling used vehicles in a customer-friendly way instead of being at war with your potential and new customers. So that's good. Right, something not so good for you. There is an extreme shortage of computer chips right now. And that has affected so many electronics, obviously computers. It's also heavily affecting you buying a new SUV, pickup truck, passenger car, crossover, anything like that, because automakers not being able to get chips, since cars are basically rolling computers, they're having to temporarily shutter assembly lines all over the country and in Mexico and Canada. So we were just getting to the point that vehicle supplies for new vehicles were recovering from all the work stoppages that occurred because of coronavirus and assembly lines that lost productivity because so many auto workers, unfortunately, took ill with coronavirus. They were just getting inventories back in sync, and now not again. What it means is that if you're somebody who wants to buy a new vehicle, it makes sense for you, if your old one's working fine and you're just bored with it, to stay bored with it longer, let this chip shortage work its way through, get inventories built back up, and then look at buying a new vehicle, what would perhaps be in the late summer to fall of 21, instead of looking in the key spring buying season. It's time for your questions. And Krista, what are you starting with?
Robert in Wisconsin, he says, from what I see, interest rates for Canadian savings accounts are significantly better than U.S. savings accounts. Is it advisable for U.S. citizens to open Canadian savings account for the better rates, or are there significant dangers and detriments involved?
Wonderful question. In fact, there are a small number of banks in the United States that have correspondent relationships where you can buy foreign CDs in a variety of countries. And U.S. interest rates are being purposely manipulated down to try to lessen the economic impact of coronavirus on our economy. I said economy. That's redundant. Anyway, the deal is that interest rates are being artificially suppressed. And that's why what savers can earn right now has fallen with online banks from about 2.7% to 0.5% over the last 11 months. And that's going to remain the case for a while. So if you do buy Canadian CDs or other countries' CDs, the issue for you and the problem is the U.S. dollar is weakening. And so you could see an erosion in the original value of your money when you send it overseas. Or you could see the reverse. Right now, with the dollar weakening, it means that your CD would not only earn a higher rate of interest, it could also be worth more money later on. So this is a double play. It's a currency play and an interest rate play. And so if you are somebody who's looking for absolute safety with your savings, putting the money in another country in its CDs is too risky because you just don't know the direction over the time period of that CD in the value of a dollar.
I'm going to read two questions together here. Eric in Michigan wants to know if you've had a chance to look at the prescription savings app Script Hero. And Greg in Florida says, I read your article about comparing RX Saver, GoodRx, and health insurance before deciding which one to use with each prescription refill. How do you do this, as your script will end up at the pharmacy utilized when the script is first filled? Do you move your prescription from pharmacy to pharmacy?
Yes, that is what you'd have to do, although I've never found that to be something I've had to do. Generally, when I'm using GoodRx, it's for a medicine I'm having to take temporarily, not necessarily for a maintenance med. But in my case, I tend to gravitate so heavily to Costco to fill my prescriptions that I know that day in and day out, and I'll check on GoodRx, Costco is the cheapest place to fill those scripts just because of their whole pricing model. Now, going to Script Hero, they use a different business model than GoodRx. They do a great job of giving you price quotes from small independent pharmacies. It's a little known thing in the pharmacy world that CVS and Walgreens charge much, much, much higher prices on prescriptions typically than locally owned independent pharmacies. This particular app gets price surveys from Independence. And in fact, I've got one that I can walk to from my house. I have both a CVS and an Independent that are, they're a shopping center apart. They're both walking distance from me. And always the CVS price is at least double or more what it is at the small individually owned independent pharmacy, according to the offers available on Script Hero.
And Rob says, I was using the app Bumped last year and it was working well. I had Kroger, McDonald's, Walmart. In December, the terms changed, and since then, I've not had any new activity showing up on my balance. I swipe my debit card as credit like it says to. Am I missing something?
Oh, I'm sorry to tell you. You know, Bumped was something we first talked about, I don't know how many years ago. There were a lot of people who got into it. What it does is it issues you micro ownership in various stocks of places you shop. Well, what they changed last year was now it's not places you shop, it's only .coms you shop at. No more physical stores. So if you're somebody who's out and about going to physical stores, you're not getting the benefit anymore. And in fact, the list of participating companies and their stocks has changed significantly. So you need to go to the Bumped website and see how it has actually changed. When it comes to your cell phone plan, there's one company right now that's offering deals that are dramatically improved than they've been offering since they started. I'm going to tell you all about it coming up.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Most of us with our cell phone service pick a company and we just stay with them month after month, year after year. But there's a segment of our fellow Americans, perhaps maybe one in four of us, who hopscotch to the best deal available with their cell phone service. And the result of that, if you deal with the porting your number hassle, it sometimes can be a hassle, and you switch to a new company, over time, you can be rewarded with massive savings. I talked recently about a T-Mobile deal from T-Mobile Prepaid that's $15 a month for people who don't need unlimited data. You get a good chunk of data anyway included with it. It is a great, great deal. I also talked recently about an AT&T prepaid deal where you pay $25 a month, but you got to pay it all up front, $300 a year, and you get a good amount of data, 8 gigs of data a month, plus whatever you don't use rolls over, and you get unlimited talk and text. You got Canada and Mexico included, blah, 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 blah. Great deal for individuals looking for cell phone service. But that's T-Mobile, that's AT&T, both for people with limits on data. What if you really like Verizon's network, but you hate what it costs to have service with Verizon? Well, that's a problem because Verizon charges $1 zillion to be with them. And Verizon has had a real problem for a while getting new customers because the price points are so outrageous that people just pass on signing up with Verizon. And young people look at Verizon not as their parents' cell phone company. They look at Verizon as their grandparents' cell phone company. So they can't get young people no matter what. So Verizon knows they have an image problem and a pricing problem. That's why they started a cell phone service a couple years ago called Visible. But Verizon never was in full bore with Visible, and it's why I always called it Invisible. I had to tell people who wanted Verizon but didn't want to pay the massive monthly bills about Invisible, whose name is actually Visible.com. Well, now Verizon has decided they're really into Visible for the first time. And so Visible has gotten better and better and better. And I'll talk about the price side in a second. First, I want to talk about what you get. You pay $40 a month for an individual. You get 5G Verizon service, of course, unlimited minutes and texts, unlimited data, and this is the clincher for so many people, unlimited hotspot. Speed not quick enough for gaming, plenty good enough for video, web surfing, and the rest. And you get unlimited calling and texting to Canada and Mexico. Now, what makes Visible even better is that as you add people under your umbrella through something they call Party Pay, your price goes down, but you're not responsible for their bills. They're billed individually. So with Party Pay, you start out at $40 a month. You get a second person to sign up with you. You each pay $35. You get a third person. You each pay $30. You get four or more people. Each person pays $25 billed individually on Verizon's network. It is a steal of a deal. What's crummy about Visible, from what people have posted, we have a briefing for you on Visible on Clark.com. And you look at the comments, hundreds of comments from people, both positive and negative. The biggest negative, Visible does not offer any physical stores. And a lot of people post that if you have a problem, they are legendary at customer no service. Most people never have a problem, and all they do is save money. But just be warned, based on the feedback we got from people posting, when you do have a problem, Verizon does not stand behind Visible with good customer service. As long as you know that, if you are somebody who really is married to Verizon's network, you're uncomfortable with going to T-Mobile or AT&T or one of the smaller brands, know that Visible gets you your cake, and as long as you don't have a customer service problem, you get to eat it too, and over the course of a year, you'll save $1 zillion. And Verizon, what are you going to do about being the grandparent cell phone company?
All right, Clark. Kathy in Connecticut says, should I remove overdraft protection from my checking account because of fraud abuse? Okay.
You should eliminate overdraft protection from your account, period. No other thing is added as a qualifier. This is something that shows that the banking industry does not behave ethically. Now, the Congress passed a law back during the banking scandals that took away the bank's power to sign you up for these rip-off overdraft, quote-unquote, protection plans unless you said you wanted one. Well, nobody did anything about the banks lying to their customers and pretending that overdraft protection was a benefit when it's actually a curse for your wallet. So if you've been cheated by your bank that lied to you and conned you into signing up for quote-unquote overdraft protection, you contact your bank and turn it off. You may be able to do so on their website if you sign into your account. You may be able to do so in the app. You may have to call and talk to a human who will read from some stupid script telling you why your an idiot if you disconnect overdraft protection. But you, this is crazy. Do you know you have to give your bank permission to cheat you with this? Why is it a cheat? So what the bank does when you sign up for overdraft protection is you give them permission to approve transactions when they know you have no money in your account, and then they can fee you to death. But they can only do that if you give them permission, where the reality is you're best off having that purchase declined than you are having it approved and getting hit with outrageous fees that work out to be potentially thousands of percent equivalent in interest.
I do just want to make sure Kathy's question was answered, because it looks like she has multiple accounts with her bank. And so it would go into taking money from her other accounts. And she's concerned if she doesn't have it, then she might get all sorts of fees if she's hacked from, you know, returned checks or whatever.
That's a great question. And I'm sorry I cut you off, because, you know, I always go on a diatribe about the banks cheating people. So if you link your checking account for overdraft to a savings account, depending on the rules of your bank, that could also generate junk fees for you. It wouldn't be as much as $35 a return check or something like that. But you know a dirty little secret? Do you know apparently processing a return check, you know, if a check bounces, costs your bank somewhere between 4 and 40 cents, apparently, that they charge you $35 for? It's just a profit center for the bank. And it's yet another reason why you should go to an online bank or a credit union. If you look at most of the online banks in their policies, they don't charge these fees. And a much better place to do business than a place where one of their most popular publications is Fee Income Report, where it tells banks rip-off fees that their other competitor banks have dreamt up to cheat their customers with.
Okay, and sort of a Clark Stinks, Jeff in Wisconsin says, you mentioned using the Coinstar machine to sort jars of change on a recent podcast, but you failed to mention that most credit unions will sort your change for free and deposit it directly into your account. And if you would like to give it to your wife to use at Starbucks, I suggest turning it into a prepaid card, credit card at the credit union.
Appreciate that. My credit union does not provide free coin counting, but if most do, that's something that I was not aware of, and that is a great suggestion.
And a few other people have written in to say some banks do that as well.
See, after I said all those mean things about the banks, there are banks that are actually doing customer-friendly things. Well, I want to tell you that I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Clark Howard Show. And if you haven't, subscribe and share our podcast with your friends. Or if you find me as boring as I find me to be, share it with people you don't like. And thanks for listening.
Nice.